Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathy Flynn. Sister Kathy works alongside women and children struggling with homelessness in Dubuque, Iowa. Her message is a lament for the innocent child martyrs.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Now after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take your child and his mother and flee to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, because Herod is about to search for your child to destroy him." So Jesus got up, took the child and his mother, and fled to Egypt under the cover of darkness. They remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by God through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was enraged, and he sent and killed all the boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, based on when the wise men had told him that Jesus was born. Then was fulfilled what was said through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She could not be consoled, because they were no more. This is the gospel of our God. Today, we commemorate the Feast of the Holy Innocents, which in other places of the world is called by a less sanitized name, the Massacre of the Holy Innocents. Those children who were murdered at Herod's command. Big ego, ungrounded, off-center, insecure, afraid of letting others live in the bigness of their creation, afraid of losing power, afraid of losing perceived control, and therefore ruling with an iron fist. And who bears the brunt of this arrogance, this pride, this narcissistic behavior? The weak, the vulnerable, the innocent, the children. Herod lusts, Rachel wails, God weeps, and the innocent suffer. October 10th, 2012. A through-the-fence shooting at the border. Antonio Elena Rodriguez, age 16. While in border control, December 7th, 2018. Jacqueline Kayal McKean, age 7. December 24th, 2018. Felix Gomez Alonso, age 8. Herod lusts, Rachel wails, God weeps, and the innocent suffer. Stoneman Douglas High School, Parkland, Florida, February 14th, 2018. Alyssa Elhadif, age 14. Martin Duque, age 14. Nicholas Dorrett, age 17. Jamie Guttenberg, age 14. Luke Hoyer, age 15. Kara Loughran, age 14. Gina Montalto, age 14. Joaquin Oliver, age 17. Elena Petty, age 14. Meadow Pollock, age 18. Helena Ramsey, age 17. Alex Schachter, age 14. Carmen Shentrup, age 16. Peter Wang, age 15. Herod Lusts, Rachel Wales, God Weeps, and the Innocent Suffer. Sandy Hook Elementary School, Newton, Connecticut, December 14th, 2012. Charlotte Bacon, age 6. Daniel Barden, age 7. Olivia Engel, age 6. Josephine Gay, age 7. Anna M. Marquez Green, age 6. Dylan Hockley, age 6. Madeline Sue, age 6. Catherine Hubbard, age 6. Chase Kowalski, age 7. Jesse Lewis, age 6. James Mattioli, age 6. Grace McDonnell, age 7. Noah Posner, age 6. Caroline Praviti, age 6. Jessica Ricos, age 6. Aviel Richman, age 6. Benjamin Wheeler, age 6. Allison Wyatt, age 6. Herod Lusts, Rachel Wales, God Weeps, and the Innocent Suffer. We do not know the names of the children who died on Herod's watch and by his orders, but we do know they were sons and perhaps even daughters. They were brothers and sisters, cousins and friends. And so the list of the nameless holy martyrs lengthens. The number of our sisters and brothers who have died crossing the U.S.-Mexico border since 1998 is estimated to be over 7,200, many of whose remains are still unidentified. Chicago youth, age infant to 16, killed by gunfire since 2016, is 97, with hundreds more injured and traumatized, most of whom are children of color. Their stories are seldom told. While poverty and violence robs them of their lives, systemic racism and white privilege more often than not rob them of their names, their visibility, even their very identities. Herod Still Lusts, Rachel Wails, God Weeps, and the Innocent Suffer. The litany continues, and therefore so does our work. We must wail with Rachel. We must stand up for and protect the innocent. We must even try to find the God spark that is in Herod. And as directed by the Talmud, we are not to be daunted by the enormity of the world's grief. We are to do justly now, love mercy now, walk humbly now. We are not obligated to complete the work, but neither are we free to abandon it. This is the work of Christmas.